This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. While many farmers across the state were receiving their 2017 tax bill in the mail, the 2018 assessed values for farmland were certified and recently released by the Illinois Department of Revenue. These 2018 values will be used to calculate taxes on farmland soils payable in 2019. With the release of these values, farmers are seeing their soils continue to go up in assessed value. As we've seen over the past 3 years, that increase in value will be either higher or lower than the anticipated 10% change from last year's values. The amount of change depends on the soil type. Poor soils will see an increase that is higher than 10%, while better producing soils will see an increase of less than the expected 10% from the preceding year's value. How and why is this happening? The simple explanation is the law changed as a result of a legislative amendment passed in 2013. The amendment was necessary to help protect the intent of the farmland assessment law, which allows farmland to be assessed based on its productivity potential rather than its market value. The allowable increase in assessed values continues to be the result of the 2013 legislative amendment, now Public Act 980109. The law now limits value changes of all cropland soils, regardless of their productivity index, to 10% of Illinois' median cropland soil PI, which is PI 111. Prior to PA 980109, each individual PI was limited to a change of no more than 10% from its own prior year's value. In 1977, the Illinois Farmland Assessment Law was enacted to value farmland for the purpose of taxation based on its ability to produce income rather than a value based on the farmland's market price. The law established a formula using actual farm data to determine the productivity of cropland soils based on their potential to produce a crop. The farmland assessment formula used this data to produce calculated values. Those calculated values represent the cropland's ability to produce income based on its soil quality and type, known as the soil's PI. When first enacted, the law allowed for unrestricted productivity-driven increases or decreases in assessed value for each soil type. In 1986, the law was amended to limit that annual adjustment to no more than 10%. The application of the 10% limit produces certified values. Since 1986, the assessed values of farmland have been based on those certified values. The 10% limit had been implemented to help control large annual swings in farmland assessments and help stabilize the tax base for taxing bodies from year to year. Between 1986 and 2014, the use of the 10% limit continually increased the gap between the certified values and calculated values and the range of assessed values between the lowest to the highest productive soils. The Illinois Department of Revenue recognized that a substantial change was needed to more accurately reflect the assessed values of farmland. If nothing was done to correct the system, the viability of the farmland assessment law could be jeopardized. Without the farmland assessment law, farmland would likely return to being assessed based on market value. That would economically devastate many farm operations. To help protect the integrity of the farmland assessment law, the legislative action, as mentioned earlier, was taken in 2013. The continued implementation of that legislation, PA 980109, will gradually adjust farmland assessments to more accurately reflect the land's true productive value. Over the next several years, it is likely we will continue to see increases in the assessed values for all farmland soils. This fall, members of the Illinois Farm Bureau will harvest more than their crops. They'll harvest more savings with their new John Deere membership benefit. This means automatic access to John Deere's Green Fleet Loyalty Rewards Program with savings on equipment, special parts, and home and workshop products. Normally, this premium status would require purchase of 2 pieces of John Deere equipment within 12 months. But as a Farm Bureau member, all you need to do is sign up. Have your membership number handy and go to johndeere.com/farmbureau and start harvesting your savings today. Farm Bureau applauds EPA's action to formally withdraw the Clean Power Plan, according to AFBF President Zippy Duvall. The proposal was yet another example of regulatory overreach that would have harmed the economy, rural communities, and America's farm and ranch families. Farm Bureau supports all energy choices that lead to energy security and a healthier environment, but the Clean Power Plan was an attempt to regulate away choice that would unnecessarily increase energy and input costs for America's farmers and ranchers. Our farmers and ranchers need a climate that fosters innovation, not unilateral regulations that cap our future. The Power Plan had the potential to be one of the most costly regulations ever imposed on the U.S. economy and would have paved the way for regulations of emissions of greenhouse gases on other sectors of the economy, including agriculture. Farm Bureau raised concerns over the regulation in comments submitted to EPA in November 2014. The Bipartisan Simplifying Technical Aspects Regarding Seasonality Act of 2017 provides much-needed clarification to the employer mandate's seasonal worker exemption within the Affordable Care Act. By clearly defining seasonal employment, the bill would simplify the administration of the ACA for small seasonal employers, such as farmers and ranchers, according to Farm Bureau. Under the ACA, large employers are required to offer health care coverage or pay a penalty if an employee buys health insurance on an exchange using a tax credit. To determine if one qualifies as an applicable large employer that must offer health care coverage, the employer must go through multiple steps to determine if they average 50 or more full-time employees and/or full-time equivalents over the course of the year. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.